And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. I have a great guest here, Craig Heber from NOAA. It's a rare opportunity to talk to the feds. The feds are here. And Craig is the guy that oversees a lot of the stuff here on the West Coast, and he's a recreational angler to boot, a long-range guy, a regular on the Royal Star, and in fact, he's got a Royal Star on right now, so he's a fisherman. And we like having those guys in the box for us.
We remember seeing the Lumberjacks coming fishing for a lot of trips for a lot of years, and it's always fun seeing, Craig, your group of buddies that always go out fishing every year, both on short trips and long trips, and it's always a favorite amongst us in the red shirts. Everybody's excited when the Lumberjacks come to town.
And the interesting, you know, showing that we're aging, our group's 15 years next year, is my daughter went out with us for the first time this year, and she was 9 years old when we started our run.
And how old is she now?
23.
Wow!
That's rad.
She definitely had a good trip, and made Dad proud, and the other one, she had a great trip and enjoyed it, her first long-range trip.
So cool.
How is it the Humboldt Lumberjacks come together? What is that?
It's a group of, we started out with a group of fisheries biologists that had graduated from Humboldt that live here in Southern California that were, you know, fishing independently together, and we said, why don't we get a group and get our friends from up in Humboldt that we still work with, and so we got together, started on Ken Frankie's boat, the Outer Limit, in year one. Went to the first string in year two, then we had a five-year run on the Shogun, and then we've been on the Royal Star now for, this will be our eighth year coming up.
Nice. Yeah.
So cool. And as part of our group, we've also set up a legacy fund. We have a fishery scholarship fund from Humboldt State that is trying to get people that fish to get back into the business. And so, you know, the Royal Star donates to the fund. We have fundraiser on the boats.
You know that.
So we had our first scholarship award winner on the boat with us this year. A young man named Gabe Shear, who came out and was just blown away by the whole scene.
How cool!
Yeah,
is that?
So we're trying
That's awesome.
We're trying to pay it forward as well as with our group.
Good for you guys. That's great. Well, hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News. Always loaded with great information. This week they have information on that San Diego jackpot tournament in Mission Bay. And how about that? That's going to be a good one.
Oh,
September
yeah.
11 and 12. And, of course, lots of local bluefin battles and pictures of giant bluefin. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey, well, as you can hear, the second hour, tons of great information to talk about. And, again, if you want to be a part of it, we would love to hear from you. 858-457-1090, that's our local number, or 877-792-1090. You can call that one toll-free, 877-792-1090. Going to get your chance to talk to Craig and also get your chance at winning that great prize, which, again, is a half-day fishing trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. It includes all the tackle rental you might need if you don't want to bring your own gear. And the phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back into them and start this hour off with Carlos calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Carlos. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Carlos, we made it home, and Carlos, of course, was on our Whalers Cove trip. And,
oh, okay.
Team No Bananas.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, just wanted to thank you, Pete and Harold Davis, for hosting another great trip. It was awesome again.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
The place is amazing. I mean, and it gets better every year. The Mark and Christine Powers and their crew just work so hard, and every year there's something new and something better. New boats,
yeah.
New facilities, everything about it is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, a lot of the boats were equipped with new rods as well, so that really helped with the fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. Fishing was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were fortunate. Each of us in our group, there were four of us, and we all brought home about 80 pounds of good quality fish. I mean, we had halibut, salmon, cod, rockfish, and, you know, our favorite black cod. Judy loved pulling those up.
That's rad, Carlos.
Yeah, you caught a bunch of black cod, didn't you?
No, well, we only got five this year, but still, that was pretty good. I mean, they were decent size. So.
Yeah, they were good. You had one that was like over 20 pounds?
Yeah, Drew caught that on the first day, I believe. First or second.
Wow. So, wow.
Yeah, but also the whale show there was incredible this year. We had them bubble feeding the herring grounds when we were making bait. They were like only 20 to 50 yards away from the boat.
No
that
way.
Was amazing.
It was unbelievable. The whale show, and I did get some videos, so I'm working on a YouTube video.
Cool.
But the bubble feeding show and just the entire whale show this year at Whalers Cove was beyond expectation. We always see them. They're always there because there's so much bait and herring around. But the bubble feeding, I mean, literally right on top of you, practically. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
It's not called Whalers Cove for nothing.
Yeah. They were everywhere. And, of course, there was so much salmon in the water, too. There was a record pink year, so lots of pink salmon. But there's the first day, because of the water changes or something, the silvers had moved off of Danger Point. So we got some on Wednesday, but then Thursday, Andy, our guide, made the run across the sound, 15 minutes to get across the sound, and got everybody else back on the fish, and it was just limit style fishing, nonstop action on nice silvers, and there was a bunch of kings. We didn't get a king, but there was a bunch of kings caught too.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've talked about the Drew Varos and Rich Top. They had the 2-for-1 hookup that they had during the trip. Have you talked?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, well, Drew, he had he got hooked up on a decent sized halibut, and we think there was a fray on the Spectra, and he broke off, and then so he dropped down again and caught another halibut, and as he was reeling it up, he noticed that there was another line tangled on there. And so, you know, Kevin went ahead and put that line on another rod and reeled it up. And it was that fish that he had caught or hooked up on before. So he basically had two halibut on one line.
On one line. And then Rich Top had, who I was fishing with, my good friend Rich Top, he had two silvers on one line. One was on the hook and the other one was wrapped in the line. And so we landed them both.
You got to be kidding
me. It was pretty awesome.
That was awesome.
Pretty awesome. So,
we should call him the Coho Cowboy now.
The Coho Cowboy. And I know you're going to write a story for us, Carlos. And I did post on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. I posted some nice photos, a nice halibut release by Rich Top. That one was, the regulation was 42 inches. That was 42 1/8. So we had to let him go,
how many times did you look sideways at that thing?
About five times, to five times.
Trying to convince yourself that 1/8 didn't exist.
But it did.
It did.
So we let him go, but we caught plenty of great quality halibut, and there were some big ones that were released too. I know we released another one, big one, and then Joe caught the 2-for-1, right?
Yeah. Bernetto.
Yeah, Joe Bonetto, great guy and a regular with us on our trips. Now, I might mention a couple of things, too. This trip fills very, very quickly, and they do hold some spots for us, but not very many. It's already half full for next year. People are already booking for 2017. We already have dates for 2017. But if you want to go with us next year, we have three options for you. We have a seven-day package. Basically, we're taking a seven-day package, and we're dividing it into a three-day and a four-day package. I know you're going on the four-day package, right?
Yeah.
And then we have a three-day package. And then if you want to stay the whole week, you can do that too. And it's all that detail is on our website, hookup1090.com. If you want to go with us, we'd love to have you. Whalers Cove is just an incredible experience. I cannot think anybody wouldn't love it. What do you think, Carlos?
Yeah, we got to get the Blums to go.
Yeah, I know. Bob Blum, he'll go next year, Bob and Carol. But they better hurry because our dates are August. The four-day starts on August 13th and comes back on the following Tuesday. And then the three-day starts on Tuesday and comes back Saturday, August 20th. Absolute prime time for Whalers Cove. And Harold Davis will be there. I'll be there. And I think we might even be able to twist Rick's arm if we can get him away from the tackle shop in August.
No problem.
To go next year, too, because the invitation is certainly there. So if you want to go, check out our website, hookup1090.com or whalerscovelodge.com. This is not only a great place just to go fishing if you're just the guys going fishing, but it's also the best place I've ever been to take a couple's trip.
You said that a couple times.
It is unbelievable because it's not just the fishing, it's the experience. And if you're fishing 10 minutes from the lodge, if somebody says, nah, I want to, you guys go fish in the afternoon, drop me off. You
or
can
just,
do that.
Yeah, if you, if somebody needs to make a bathroom run, it's no big deal, and you're 10 minutes back to the dock.
And their boats are comfortable. And
you said plenty of wildlife. I mean, hear about all the whales.
The whale show is just like, I mean, people pay thousands of dollars to see whales, and we see them constantly.
And good fishing.
And good fishing to boot. So anyway, it is a true great Alaskan experience and top quality everything at Whaler's Cove. So always a pleasure having you, Carlos, and Manny and Drew and Judy. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, thanks again, Pete.
All right, we'll see you next
Carlos.
Year. Thanks, sir.
All right. Take care, Pete.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. We got the man, our private boater guy, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, has got our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. I think we... Dave, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear, buddy.
Oh, good. I'm out here offshore on sat phone, so I'll do the best I can. We're going to Catalina today. We're looking for yellowtail. Today we got a group on the boat wants to catch some of those bigger yellows, and the fishing over at the island has been really good, so we're going to go check that out today. But this week's been a phenomenal week offshore, guys. I don't know if you've been watching what's going on Fish Dope or not, but it's just been spectacular again, 6 to 10 miles off Oceanside there. All you want, yellowfin one day, bluefin the next, find a kelp, Dorado. It's just good horseshoe-style fishing, though. One boat will get them, five boats won't. You just got to really be out there and spend your time and look, and then if you get lucky, you find the right patty or you find the spot of breaking fish, it's good fishing. But all I can say is you just got to go. You got to go. You got to get out there and go. You never know who's got the horseshoe, what day you got it.
Boy, that's the thing, is it just, you know, you kind of throw a dart, like you said a lot of times in the past. There's so many good spots, and with Danny keeping so up on the fish dope, you know, you just kind of get up in the evening before, get your game plan together, drive right out, and make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't know what day it's going to happen. The hardest thing for me today is I got Pete Grossbeck on the boat again.
Oh, so not again.
Good luck. Good luck.
Oh, he's down there screaming at me right now to get off the phone.
Yeah, another rent rod charter, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's unbelievable. And he never looks for anything. We never catch anything when he's on the boat.
Oh, my. Yeah, I'll bet.
Have fun, Dave.
Well, hey, fishdope.com is the source, guys. Like Dave... And I know Pete and Captain Mark Wish are reporting regularly, and they have a great team of guys that report regularly. If you want to save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, you got to have it. $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. It lasts for an entire year, and you get to see fresh dope from guys like Dave Hansen. And if we want to go fishing with you, Dave, how do we do that?
You guys, I got a charter boat now. I'm running a 65 hat up here in Dana Point. You can call me and we can get you a charter on that if you want. Or if you have your own boat and you want to get out on your own boat and learn how to use all your stuff, you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. And I'm still getting yelled at, so I got to get off the phone and get back to looking for fish.
That pizza slave driver, man, get back to work.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness, it's mind-boggling.
Well, you tell him that we said good morning and appreciate a great report, as always. And we'll certainly look forward to hearing another great one next week. One more time, shoot us the website if somebody wants to take you up on all the great information, Dave.
YourSaltwaterGuide.com.
Go get them. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for the great report.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Again, that report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. And if you're on a private boat, take our advice. Do this because it is so nice. Call them the day before you go and make arrangements to drop your fish off either right at their dock on the water or in the after-hours drop bin. We talked about it yesterday, how easy that drop bin is to use. You call them, you get a tag and a lock combo. Your fish will go directly into an iced slush bin. And that's it. And you're done.
And your fish is going to be a better product being in the slush bin overnight. Trust us. We've done this a lot.
It's
much, much better quality fish filleting it the next day and the way that Fisherman's Processing does it.
You got it. You went to so much care. I guarantee you 90% of the listeners on here are the same as all of us. You took all the care in your boat. You bled it. You spent all your money on ice. You did everything you could to keep it right. that's the next step of having the perfect product. You want to keep it cold for the 24 hours. Put it in the ice slush bin. That will keep it best. The next morning, you'll have, you know, Raymond and the expert team cutting that fish perfectly, filleting it, trimming it, vacuum pack it, and the next day you're going to show up and pick up vacuum pack bags a fish that's literally ready to cut open and put on the grill. There's no trimming.
No.
There's no bloodline. There's no teeny little corner tail pieces that cook odd because the one half of it's 3 inches thick and the back half's a half. You don't get that. You get perfect proportion pieces of fillet at Fisherman's Processing.
But again, Sean and Rosie definitely want you to call first if you're dropping at the dock, because sometimes they don't have the ability to utilize the dock. Sometimes it's in use and you can't do it. You'll have to drive it over there. But so call first if you're coming in before you get to the dock.
And the slush bin goes for the same. You got to have the combo, you got to have the lock, and they got to know how much fish is coming in. If there's, you know, if there's 15 boats coming in, they might put in more than one bin, or you know, or vice versa. So calling is very important, and I can assure you, you will not be disappointed. It is the very best way you can take care of your fish.
Fisherman'sProcessing.com. Check it out. Dennis in San Diego, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Another hot day in San Diego. I'm telling you, I love these pictures you guys are sending me. I hooked up on your Facebook, and you guys are sending me pictures. So keep sending them to me.
All right. Yeah, Rick and Ryan did an excellent job this past week while I was up in Alaska putting up those tuna pictures. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a question for your guest. Now, I'm handicapped. I like going on a half-day boats because I don't walk too well, and I especially like the twilight boats because they're lesser amount of people. I don't walk well, and I don't want to get in people's way. But I've noticed I went Friday night and I went last month, and basically the rockfish is shut off. Am I basically going the wrong times, or have you guys noticed a difference in the rockfish bite?
If you're fishing for rockfish right now, you're fishing for the wrong species, I think. Craig, any input on that?
Yeah, that was my thought as well. I think I really don't have a lot of reports coming in of rockfish right now. So, you might want to switch your target here, and you might have some better luck on that twilight. But if not, it's just the fact that you're getting out there and there's vessels that you feel comfortable on is a great thing, and keep at it.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Lou, calling us from Fullerton. What's up, Lou? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Craig.
Hey, Lou.
The statistics, you seem to have it pretty well dialed in here on the Pacific side. Are you involved at all with any of the statistics or the fact-finding of the Sea of Cortez?
Sea of Cortez. I thought you were going to go over to the western side of the Pacific. But the Sea of Cortez, we are engaged in some conservation actions in the Sea of Cortez in conjunction with our partner in Mexico Fisheries. One of them is the vaquita. That porpoise is critically endangered up in the northern Sea of Cortez area. We don't get directly involved in any other fisheries per se or statistics in that Sea of Cortez area, but we do have some research and management and conservation programs at different species, but not game fish species. That's under the purview of Mexican fisheries.
I have a question on porpoise. What is the difference between a porpoise and a dolphin?
Oh, yes, that's right.
I think we talked about this on the last show as well. It's the porpoise term has been used by commercial purse seine fishermen for a long time to denote a wide variety of both porpoise and dolphin. There is a porpoise group, a harbor porpoise, for example, but in general, when people say porpoise or dolphin, they're referring to the same small cetacean group. So, you know, it's one of those uses. They're related, yes.
But they're not the same. They're a little different.
They are.
Porpoise are smaller.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there was a species of porpoise in Alaska I saw for the first time. They were all around the whales and stuff this year up at Whaler's Cove. And they're really small. They're cute little things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had our National Recreational Fisheries coordinators from all around the nation. We're at our science center in La Jolla, and we had a discussion on marine mammal depredation, so, you know, bait stealing and game fish impacts. And it was interesting over in the East Coast that they do have dolphins that have interactions with anglers in terms of bait and being hooked, which we don't normally see on our site. We have, as you know, the sea lion interactions up here. So
don't use the S word on this radio.
I will not use the S word. Forgive me, Father.
So basically, porpoise and dolphin are kind of like seals and sea lions. It's just in the same family, but just different species.
I think that's a good analogy.
Okay.
And do we? And I've heard that we don't, but do we have any type of porpoise that we would encounter here, Southern California, West Coast fishing? I mean, is that
not in our fishing per se? We've had some interactions with common. You'll see common dolphins at times, and when you go longer range, you'll see the spotted and the striped and the spinners down there. But as far as interactions with anglers getting hooked up, there it's pretty rare.
No, I just meant the porpoise versus a dolphin. You said there were two different species. Do we have any porpoise that live around here, or is it everything that we have the dolphins?
We predominantly have, dolphin species. There are some, porpoise species that have a pretty wide range, and you can find them in this area. But predominantly, we're looking at dolphin species.
Dolphins. All right. Lou, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Bob and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bob, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Thank you. We were on the San Mateo on Monday. My daughter has never caught a tuna. We're out there 20 minutes, and it's flat calm. Skipper Bo sees some puddling fish. They throw a few bait. You got tuna jumping all around the boat. She cast out her callus rod, a bait runner, 8,000. And I said, let out a little bit more line. Pretty soon, 40-pound yellowfin tuna.
Whoa,
that was her first tuna?
Her first ever. Then we go off of down towards Oceanside. Her boyfriend, who's never, well, he's not a, he had a jig master. I said, hey, he got busted off. I says, try this torium here. And he gets a 35-pound big eye. My daughter beats me out of the jackpot. I have two bluefin, one around 40 pounds. She beats me out of the jackpot. How's that for a local fishing three-quarter day?
And that's a three-quarter day in the San Mateo.
Out of Dana Wolf's work.
That is so cool,
that's
Bob.
A good day, Bob.
Are you kidding me? I've been on for 3 days and overnights down in San Diego and have not even come close to that good.
Yeah, congratulations. That's great. That's a great story. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I like it, man. All right, how about we jump back into the phones, talk to Dick calling us from San Diego, another real patient caller. Dick, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, fellas. I have a thanks and a question for Greg. My thanks. Rick, you were incredibly patient in bringing me up to speed on how to do wind-on leaders earlier in the week. And it just really speaks to the fact that Fisherman's Landing Tackle is all about customer service. You set the bar. You didn't raise the bar. You are the bar. So thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it.
Very kind words. My pleasure. Happy to do it.
Greg, lots of conversation about, stuff along cast from the beach here in San Diego with the yellowfin and bluefin everywhere you look. Any conversation with, in terms of what's happening farther offshore, any commercial boats that are doing interesting stuff, maybe 50, 100 miles?
Sure, that's a good question. We actually, as part of the measures that we talked earlier in the show, our commercial tuna fleet, our purseine fleet, they have limits now on how much bluefin they can catch. So earlier in the season, there were opportunities to wrap, larger quantities of school bluefin and they didn't. They basically are under a pretty strict quota. So there's not a lot going on in terms of catching purseine quality of those fish. Also, the price was really a low price point because of all the other sources of bluefin that were hitting the market. So at this point, there's not much bluefin tuna seining going on. If the yellowfin become in schools that are vulnerable to the purseine gear and the market's there, they can wrap yellowfin. There's no quotas in terms of their yellowfin. But again, these are small seiners that typically fish sardines, squid. It's opportunistic when they go after the tunas. So at this point, there just hasn't been a lot of landing of bluefin. I think it's under 100 tons that have been landed this year.
So if they are allowed some bycatch?
It's not really a bycatch. They have a target for the bluefin tuna, and they can go and catch it, but it's strictly regulated now because it's part of the rebuilding plan for bluefin tuna.
Roger. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Captain Art Taylor is aboard the Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete. We just returned from a five-day trip there, kind of scratchy fishing, but yesterday afternoon, that yellowfin tuna locally, they were kind of came up and bit a little bit, and we ended the trip with a bang there with a really, really good stop, so that was great to see. And, I just wanted to point out, I think that somebody just mentioned how much yellowfin tuna is around, and you think about from, the Coronados all the way to, oh, my gosh, outside Oceanside, what is that, 40, 50 miles? And it's still there, and the quality is great. 25 to 28 pounds is most of the fish that I weighed this morning. And so there's a really good opportunity for some great yellowfin tuna fishing. And, you know, we have that three-day trip August 28th that's got some room on it. So I wanted to let the listeners know, if you haven't gotten out to try for that yellowfin tuna that's out there, it's fun, and that would be an opportunity to do it.
I can't believe you still have spots on that 3-day. Give us a day, and it's over a weekend, right?
That's correct. Yeah, August 28th through the 31st, and so it departs on Friday around noon and gets in Monday somewhere between 7 and 8 in the morning. It's $1,095 per person, and there's space available.
Includes all your food, stateroom accommodations, fantastic ride, great
permits,
operation.
All that sort of stuff. It's all inclusive.
Oh, it's all inclusive of the permits and everything.
Yeah, not visas if we're going into Mexico, but the Mexican permits are included. So it's pretty close to all inclusive.
Very
and
good.
There's room, and it's a great opportunity to get out there.
Of course, you also need to have your California fishing license if you're going.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go on that trip?
You can book directly online through the website there at searchersportfishing.com, or you can call Celia or Jan in the searcher office there, and that's 619-226-2403. There is still a ton of fish around.
Ah, great words, Art. That's awesome. Great information. And I'm with Pete. I can't believe that trip's available. I'm sure that it's going to get bought up. So if you're out there listening, that is a great time to go. Art, appreciate it. Great report, as always. Look forward to hearing you again from the searcher real soon. All right. Hey, you know, Pete, I want to bring up one thing. You mentioned a really good call about your California fishing license. We've seen it at the landing a lot, and more so for longer range trips, because people maybe aren't associating, you know, going long range fishing with California licenses. Bring your California license with you every time you go fishing, because a lot of these trips that maybe you would anticipate are going into Mexico, and some of them do for most of the trip, but a lot of them will come back into U.S. waters. Make sure that when you go fishing on any trip right now, you bring your California license, because I can't tell you how many people have had to buy a one day or had to do a reprint of their normal license because they didn't think about it and left it at home. So
yep,
really good tip on bringing your license. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day. I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. For over five decades, Lee Palm's Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Jam-packed they are. We're going to this time talk to Mike. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Mike, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Mike.
I have a question for Rick from yesterday. You know, I'm like the other guy. I dialed for a couple hours and I never got through. But I wanted a recommendation. I have a Sargosa 8000
nice
spinning reel, and I need a recommendation for a rod for it.
Yeah, lots of good rods, Mike, and it depends a little bit on what you want to do, if you were going to use it just for throwing the popper, if it was going to kind of combo popper and live bait, but a few really good choices. I have a similar sized reel, and I have it on one of the Therese waxwing rods, an 80MH, and I really like that rod a lot. There's a couple of Therese dedicated popping rods, like a 72H might be one that would fit that bill if you were looking for something a little bigger. Lots of good options. There's a couple in the Talus line that are not too expensive that would certainly play. You can get one of those things for $129, $149, something like that. So I would say the best thing you could do if you had a chance is go to a tackle store that's got some good volume of those rods so you could pull on three or four different ones and see what you like. Bring your reel down with you wherever you choose to go and look at those. But I would say Therese waxwing rod, the Therese popping rod, the Talus spinning rod, those would be some of the ones that I would look at. And I would stay in that 7 to maybe 7.5 foot, or maybe 7 to 8 foot range would be the realm that I'd be looking in.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Rick?
Hey, I just wanted to let the listeners know that there's a pretty cool event coming up this Wednesday at the Santa North Murray Parks and Foundation. They've got a historic cottage there here in the San Clemente State Park, and you guys may have heard of Ken Nielsen. He's kind of a legend in the commercial and sport fishing business. He's going to be doing a lecture on the history of fishing here in Southern California.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. I had no idea.
So how do you get into that?
It's a $10 or $15 charge to get in, depending on when you get set up. But it starts this Wednesday, 6 p.m. as a reception and gallery viewing. And then at 7:30, they've got the lecture going on. And on my Facebook page, I posted their poster for it. So if you go to Sport Fishing Financial's Facebook page, you can have a look at their poster and see what that's all about.
All right, sportfishingfinancial.com.
Well, it's actually on my Facebook page. Okay. Just look up Sport Fishing Financial, and I kind of copied their poster there and posted it for any of the listeners that want to get some information on it.
All right, cool. Well, very cool. Good. Thanks a lot for that, Rick, and we'll check that out on Sport Fishing Financial's Facebook page. Appreciate the heads up.
Okay, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
Paul and Bellflower, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Paul.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Quick fish report. Went out yesterday all day between Catalina and San Clemente and just caught one dodo. It was kind of rough and kind of hit and miss, but it wasn't that great for us.
Oh, that's too bad. Some days
anyway,
are like that.
My question is, are they ever going to have a tag or a season or something for black sea bass? Because I catch one quite often.
Thanks for the question. As far as fishery for black sea bass, I mean, you know, as you know, those fish were heavily exploited and they're on the comeback. I'm not aware of any plans at the council or at the state level that I've heard of that are talking about a season. I think there's still some road to travel before we feel like that species is population has recovered enough to begin considering a bag. We are, however, at our booth at the show talking about using some descender devices and for release of fish. Obviously, with the black sea bass, when you get into those animals of that large size, it's difficult to release them. We are, though, recommending that you don't puncture or try to vent them with a fillet knife or a needle. We found that is a higher probability of introducing bacteria and infection that will lead to a mortality or a death on that fish. So they will go down on their own after a time. We've tried to push them down to get them underneath the boat and give them a head start with the back end of a long 15-foot gaff just to kind of push them under the surface. We had one on the Royal Star, and it released just fine. Tim and company have a very strong ethic about releasing all those bigger fish. So
is that a federal or a state-managed fish?
State.
It's a state-managed fish.
Yes.
But you guys on the federal level have some input on that.
We work through the council process, the Pacific Council, where all of these management issues would come up. But we work with the state closely. But this is not a species that we're directly involved with. I don't believe we're doing much research out of our science center as well on these animals.
Yeah. I definitely understand where Paul's coming from. I mean, it's not a thing that every once in a while we see one. If we're ever targeting coastal fishing while fishing on the bottom, so halibut, sea bass, yellowtail, things like that, I mean, there's it would be more rare to not see one than to catch one nowadays. I mean,
yes.
I'm not saying that means we should open up a season or not, but I mean, it's
definitely. But a tag thing might be good.
I always thought that'd be a cool thing, just strictly for a fundraiser, because you see it on the hunting side of California Fish and Wildlife. You see it so much now. You apply for a tag and you pay the money, for a tag, and you're basically putting your money in for a lottery that maybe you'll get drawn and maybe you wouldn't. And I always thought it'd be a great fundraiser for California Fish and Wildlife. $10 for an opportunity. Maybe they give away 100 tags, whatever, 20 tags for that matter, whatever it is. But I don't know. Who knows? I always thought that it would be a thing because they're.
And you have a slot limit or something like that.
Yeah. And again, this is just coming from fishermen.
I have no
clue what the science is. And maybe they're still way more endangered than I would think.
But we're seeing a lot more.
But we see them all the time. And when you're sea bass fishing, they're to the point of nuisance.
Yeah. And the challenge of managing recovering populations is one of our biggest challenges, both on the state and federal. And you take California sea lions, for example. Under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, they're fully protected. Population has been on the rise and growing exponentially, those numbers. And so how we deal with these interactions that are now having an economic consequence is a big challenge for us. We had it, and Don Hansen has been a vocal proponent and helping focus some of this discussion. So we hope to continue having dialogues on how we can deal with these increasing populations like black sea bass, like sea lions, that make it difficult to continue fishing your target species when you interact some of these other species.
Yeah. Do you have to deal a lot with sea lion issues at NOAA?
We do. We actually have a stranding program. As you're aware, earlier in this year, we had in last year quite a few of these pups that were stranding, and so that was a big issue. We don't actually pay for the rehabilitation. Just wanted to clarify that. We provide funds to get the animals off the beach and to do some necropsies and to see what the cause of mortality, so we can look at the health of the ecosystem. But we don't pay for feeding and returning these animals back to the wild. That's all nonprofit money. And I know that has been brought up by anglers as an issue, rehabilitating animals that then come back and may be less afraid of humans and having higher interaction rates. We're kind of looking at what that might be, and if there's something we can do along those lines.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. You mentioned earlier about NOAA being involved with bait and tackle stores.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear the callers come, explaining their interactions with Rick and the other folks at tackle shops that provide this great local knowledge. So we've actually did an economic survey nationally on the value and the economic benefit of what we call brick and mortar bait and tackle shops. So, these shops that range from small mom and pops to larger, retail shops. And the value on the West Coast from this study, about $800 million in direct sales from brick-and-mortar shops.
Wow, that's rad.
And they generate, you know, jobs in the community. But for us at both the state and federal level, these shops are places where people come to learn about regulations. Filet, you know, we were talking in the break about possibly having, you know, a filet video to show a little bit more of that education. So for us, the value of being a focal point for the community and the benefit it's providing to jobs and the economy, it's a huge portion, and we wanted to highlight that. And so we've been collecting data, and the first report came out. And Pete, I can give you the link to the report, so anglers that are more interested can read and see some of the impacts.
Okay, good. Cool. Well, that's good, and it's good supporting your local tackle stores is what you should be doing.
Indeed, I agree.
All right, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, bro. How about we talk to Judy calling from Riverside? Is this Judy that I'm thinking of? Good morning, Judy.
Hi, how are
hey,
you?
I thought so. How was your Whalers Cove trip?
Well, I called this morning because I really would like to encourage more women, whether you're wives or a women's angling club or any female group that might like to go, and they don't know what the, you know, what the accommodations will be like or anything like that. And Whalers Cove is, number one, immaculate. Number two, the food is fantastic. The rooms are very, very comfortable. I noticed several families there where there was, like, grandparents, parents, and then grandchildren. And they were all having such a good time. Cool. We also have a new skipper there who happens to be a girl. I can't remember her name because I didn't fish with
Brittany.
Her. I, of course, fish with Team No Bananas. But
of course.
It's just the best place for a woman to go. It really is. The water's calm. You don't get beat up, and there's lots of fishing. So you're not standing there just soaking bait. You're definitely catching fish.
It's catching, not fishing.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, it was great having you, Judy, and we'll look forward to you coming back next year on the four-day, right?
Yes, I'm already signed up. The deposit's taken care of, and I will be there.
All right, Judy, great having you. Thanks for the call, too. And that's, you know, like what Judy says, it's a great place for a couple, great place for ladies to go. And like she says, she's a single lady, and take an angling club with you, the Lady Anglers.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Goldie? Goldie calling us from North Park this morning. Hi, Goldie. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Just came back from a seven-day on the Royal yesterday, the Royal Star.
All right.
I'd be most remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to the crew, and especially Drew and the galley. Incredible.
Nothing like it.
And their fish handling is par none. Thank you for turning me on to the Royal, Ricky. We got some rare fish that rode the California Current in. The gefilte from the mid-Pacific. I think the Hawaiians call it the oibe oibe.
Right. El Nino fish.
Write that down, Craig. The oibe oibe.
Right.
That's a first for me.
Known locally as a gefilte.
Right, but seriously, the flatfall. I was fishing the big Shimano flatfall. You know, everything that you say about that jig is spot on. But I learned a trick. You can buy a UV light that, like the bouncers use when they check your ID going into a club. Yes, they still check mine, even though I'm 68.
Yeah, right.
But it charges them up so that they glow.
And does it make them work better?
Let me tell you, after I charged one up in the gray, flipped it out, got bit by a bluefin. At the time I threw it into gear, he had swallowed the entire flatfall. I said,
"What's the noise again?" That's it. No, it's an amazing jig. That's a good tip.
That's great.
I think
yeah.
that's a very, very good tip. Charge it up or just hang it up in the light if it's early morning, and that'll charge it up too. But I would think the black light.
Yeah,
probably.
Those UV lights, they are the bomb for that.
Yeah.
The guys have their PL68s or like
even better
off your glow flat fall. That's
there you
it.
Go. All right, Goldie, glad you had a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Mike. Mike calling us from El Cajon. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm sure glad I called the show and got to listen to how great Pete's Alaska trip was. Congratulations. I couldn't get through yesterday because Shimano was on, and you know people are probably in their sleep pressing speed dial. But I got a question for you, Rick. I know you got the answer for me. I got two reels here. One's a Shimano Bait Runner 8000D, and then I got a C-Line black BRI 4500. And I'm just wondering, when I got these, I got them from a surf rod. I'm wondering if either one of these will be amicable to try using.
Like a popper, huh?
Yeah, I would say that your bait runner of the two would definitely be the better one. It's got enough drag, it's got enough line. That would be the one I would fish for the popper.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hills in Ventura, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, because of the 360-foot depth regulation with rockfish now, and people are catching cowcod around here, is there a requirement to have a descending device?
Good question.
Good question, and thanks, thanks for that. I don't believe that it's a mandatory requirement at this point. What we're trying to do is to foster that ethic of using them, but the council has factored in the release mortality survivorship for these species and that by people using the descender devices. So that in turn has allowed that extra 10 fathoms of fishing water, and that's created an incredible amount of extra fishing opportunity right now. So we try to stay away from writing a regulation to use them because it gets complicated, and regulations are already complicated enough.
Yeah.
So right now it's a voluntary and it's basically a fishing ethic conservation method we're trying
Craig,
to
on the sea lions, I thought we're not supposed to touch them. You got to stay 10 feet away. So how is there a loophole for people to quote unquote rescue an animal that's naturally living its cycle?
That's a good question. There is no loophole in terms of interacting with the sea lion in terms of physical touch, but these are people that are working in the stranding networks, and they have permits and clearances to take those animals off the beach. It ranges from lifeguards to the SeaWorld team to our team. There are a bunch of techniques, though, non-lethal deterrence methods that you can use if you have sea lions or any other species or harbor seals that are in the area. And we list those on our website. It can be anywhere from, slingshots to paintball. There are some techniques that you can use, but there is no direct tagging or touching of the animals at this point.
All right. Good questions, though. And, everybody should have a descending device and not force the feds into making another law.
Yeah, we're so much better off taking the thing into our own hands rather than being, I agree. I'm with you. It's
and there's plenty of information on the NOAA website about the descending devices, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
They're cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pick up a nice tool for less than $30 and have it on the boat forever. They're easy to use. There's just, if you fish rockfish, there's no reason not to have one.
Yeah.
And on YouTube, if you just Google rockfish release, there's several really good videos that our Science Center folks have put together, and we have them linked to our site. It'll show you how to properly use it as well.
Good
there
call.
You go. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy is going fishing aboard the Daily Double. We got trip for two, and we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Lanier, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Lanier, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Lanier. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLanier.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivera Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Going fishing with Fred the boys. Going to Goldie in North Park. Goldie, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on that Daily Double.
Yes, indeed. And Craig Heber from NOAA, thank you for taking the time out to be here. And
this was
thank
awesome.
You for doing the job that you do.
Well,
it's
was
not an easy one.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate the opportunity you guys provide us here on Let's Talk Hookup to come, you know, talk to anglers and get the information out. You guys do a tremendous job. Thank you for what you do, too.
Thank you. Will you do it again for us?
For sure.
All right, great.
All right.
Thank you very much. And if somebody wants more information on government regulations, what you guys do at NOAA, there's a great website.
Yep, westcoastnoaa.gov. If you just Google in West Coast Fisheries, NOAA.gov, NIMS, any of those, it's going to direct you right to our site.
All right, very good. Thanks, Craig, for coming, and thank you for listening today. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Jeff and the gang from Cedros Adventures will be in.
All right.
Talking yellowtail and calicos and all kinds of good stuff. And then next Sunday, the man himself, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090. Bike Week Radio is...